Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Focus on synchronicity.
Police album, I love it.
What, synchronicity?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that in the next half hour. Right now, we have 7 after the hour. The fact that the Good Day program is forever. It's Rich and Jennifer and Ken and Doug forever.
Are you going to carve us into a tree?
Ever. Yeah, that's an end. Right? You know, we put a heart around it or a circle or a square or what?
Absolutely. You should do it on your farm.
Mm-hmm. I can do it on my farm, E-I-E-I-O. All right, so there's a new study that concludes that a lot of you risk developing cancer because of bad luck. Richie, this is especially important for you.
Yep.
Bad luck in cell division. Researchers down the road from you, Richie at Johns Hopkins, studied 31 different cancers. And of those 31, just 9 were found to be linked to bad genetics or unhealthy lifestyle choices. The researchers did not consider breast cancer or prostate cancer in their study because there's so much information on them already. The study concludes that the most common cause of the production of most cancerous cells occurs when one chemical letter in DNA is incorrectly swapped for another during stem cell division in the earliest stages of your life. Scientists find that cancer rates were higher in parts of the body where cells are quickest to regenerate, thereby creating more random mutations. Here's the way I read this study, having had cancer and a number of different people in my family, and then looking at the lifestyle of people who lived similarly in my family to those who got cancer. When I say in my family, I'm talking about extended family. Then I look at the nuance of the 3 things that I've found in my study of cancer over the years. It is what you eat. It is the stress level that you have in your body. And it also is heredity, which is what this study is dealing with. So in a sense, Richie, your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it Hodgkin's? I never can remember which one it was.
I was non-Hodgkin's.
Okay. So that may have come about as a result of something that happened in the womb, in the cellular division, in the first stages of your life.
I have to have a talk with my mom.
Yeah. And I mean, there are other things that influence it, certainly whether your parents smoked. I mean, there are all kinds of things that we were exposed to as characters in the womb that make and create us as to who we are or who we're not going to be or what we are and what we aren't going to be. One of the things that I find most interesting now that I look at it, because the birth of my grandson a week ago makes me think about when I look at him, I wonder about his life and what, you know, we always do that. You look at a baby, what is the life expectancy for this child, this person, this human, and what will he or she encounter during his or her life, the years that they have here on the planet in this go-round. And cancer has become much more of a problem. So that's why I wondered the number of people who have cancer and the way that it's being treated. You know, one of the things that's come out of this, the side story to this, is that, yes, there are more and more people that are being treated for various cancers, and they're being treated successfully. And you're a good example of that, Rich. You were treated successfully. There are more people who are being treated. The thing that comes about as a result of this study and the related study as to how many people are being cured or having successful encounters to sort of reinvigorate their lives, it doesn't get to the heart of the matter, and that is the cure. And the reason there isn't a cure this cynical so-and-so says, is because there's too much money to be made in the treatment of cancer. So you see the numbers being knocked down. That's good. You see the research into how maybe you get it. That's fine. But is there research into fixing the problem? Not so much. All right, so you draw your own conclusions. My conclusion is there's so much money to be made in the treatment of cancer that no one has really, there's no incentive to get rid of it. There's incentive to treat it and cure people or make their lives better and longer. But how do you keep people from getting in the first place? That's really, you know, it's a lifestyle choices, smoking, drinking, eating, that kind of stuff. And that really is what it boils down. Very simple. Very, very simple. So anyway, I think there's a lot of food for thought involved. A lot of people are talking about it because of the implications that it has. And more when you realize that all of us, Jennifer does, Kenny does, Richie does, I do, you do, every single living human being has cancer cells in his or her body. It's just when they chemically get together, when they attach to each other, whatever it is that causes them, and oftentimes people will tell you it's alcohol or it's fat. And alcohol becomes fat because it's so sugarized and all that stuff, the carbs turn into fat. And fat is the biggest cause. This is what is so confusing because yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? We had Ron Hoffman on in this hour. And he was talking about how the top thing with him this past year has been the debunking of this anti-fat routine. Get the fats out of your system.
Yeah, that's
remember who started that? That was Dr. What's-His-Face. With his diet. What was the beginning of an A? Atkins. Yep. All the fat. Get it out.
No.
Yeah.
He was
carbs.
No, he wasn't.
All right. Who
fat.
Was it that said get all the fat? One of these
carbs.
Guys.
Yeah.
Anyway. And that's not good for you. You need
well,
fat.
Well, for so long, that's why we have so much sugar now. Because remember, the trend was fat-free products. And so
yeah.
They take the fat out and put more sugar into it.
Right.
It tastes better.
Yeah, but it's not good for you.
And now we have a sugar.
Yeah, so this year I've been eating more avocados. I've been taking fish oils.
Good.
Coconut oils.
Yeah.
Turmeric
oil is great. Turmeric's good, Richie.
Yeah.
Keep that up. Yep. Okay. Big news from General Motors.
Bacon.
General Motors is serving bacon in their cars now?
They should be.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Could you imagine the great smell? Forget those pine trees.
GM recalling 92,000 full-size trucks and SUVs for a defect in ignition lock systems that can cause a safety problem if you're in hot weather. Certain models from 2011 on with defective parts. Recall is for U.S., Canadian, Mexican, and exported vehicles. If you're driving a Chevrolet Silverado, say it again, Doug, a Silverado. If you're driving an Avalanche, a Tahoe, a Suburban, the Yukon XL, the Cadillac Escalade, and related vehicles. By the way, the reason they all have a problem is because basically they're all the same vehicle. You're paying a lot more money for an Escalade, a Cadillac, instead of a Suburban. It's the same vehicle. Richie will tell you, built on the same platform, same engine. All they do is doodad it up.
Yep.
But it's the same thing. You're driving the same vehicle. Anyway, so GM recalling all these SUVs and trucks. Also in car news today, Volkswagen is recalling 37,000 late model cars because of a faulty sealing cap that could leak and start a fire. Oh, swell! The recall covering vehicles made last year and this year, Jettas, Passats, Beetles, including the convertible, the Golf, and the GTI hatchback.
Pretty much if you drive a car, it's got a recall on it.
I think that's pretty much it.
The bottom line here.
Yeah, it really is. That's how it works. Lots of recalls. All right. Want some good news?
Yes.
Bring it.
Oil. Once again, pretty much every day there's a new headline that underscores the good news about oil prices falling, depending on how you read it as to whether or not it's good news. For most consumers, it's great news. For people that own oil stocks, not so good. Oil prices down again, ending the year with what some say is the worst annual price since 2008. But now this is
worst
the world
and best. There's
it's
a
worst,
line.
Exactly right. Bad for the oil business, good for the consumer. U.S. crude which comes from West Texas, Richie, settled down at $53.20 a gallon. Good gallon, good dog. $53.20 a barrel, went down 46% in price for the year. So what that means, folks, is that the price of oil that comes out of the ground is about half what it was a year ago at this time. So let's examine what you're paying at the pump. Is what you're paying at the pump half what it was last year at this time? I don't think so. Kenny, what are you paying for gas?
$2.57.
What was it last year at this time?
Probably close to $4.
$4? Yeah. So it's a buck and a half off. That would be about 40% less. Jennifer, same with you. Richie, how about you?
Yeah, just about that. But you know what my dad paid at Costco the other day in L.A.? $2.37.
Oh.
Yeah,
in L.A., that's huge.
That is good. Other. What are you saying, Rich?
$2.20-something yeah. other at the BJ's.
Okay. So is that half of what it was last year at BJ's?
It's not too far from it.
Really?
I mean, we were paying, what, $4 or so?
Yeah,
I mean,
close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not down to half, but it's close to 40% off. So you still need to knock another maybe 10%.
I'm going with the story that, and I like this story, that Saudi Arabia is sticking into Iran, which is therefore sticking into Russia and Venezuela
right.
and Cuba.
We like that.
Yeah, it's a great story.
It's
go ahead,
all,
Saudi Arabia. I'm right behind you.
The Saudis are all our pals. Remember that.
Well, in this circumstance, they certainly would be.
They are.
We get cheaper gas, and the Russians and the Iranians and the Venezuelans get it in the back end.
Where did the back end?
Yep.
Huh. Are you talking about how it's money is made? Because sometimes money is made at the back end. Are you referring
no.
to something?
Talking about the rump, Doug.
Yeah. I'm
oh, really?
The
they take it in the rump. I get it, Richie. Thank you. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Go ask the lender, license, all 50 states, and unless number 3030.
All right, this is something for me that bothers me. The Predator Hunting Contest. A hunting derby in Idaho. $1,000 each for whoever kills the most wolves and coyotes. Now, I'm for killing wolves and coyotes because they're really a bad thing on the farm. I don't know the way they promoted this. It's like the old days when everybody was out, the hunters were out getting furs and stuff.
Well, that's what they're doing for you, is they're thinning out the herd to save their herds.
Fun. Yeah. All right.
Have you ever
ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Dunn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear her speak to me. Hello, Mari, how you doing? I think the storm and out of rain, the clouds are moving.
Right.
I know you're happy, cause I can see it. So tell the voice inside your head to believe it.
Who's this being auto-tuned?
Talk to God about you.
This is Kanye West. Normally we would pay little or no attention to him on Good Day, not because we don't like black singers, but because we don't like him. But yesterday he unveiled a new track on a new album. I think this one, the album isn't out, though. The track's out, right, Kenny? Is that the
right,
way this
works out? Song so far.
Paul McCartney is on the keyboard on this. So I didn't realize that McCartney and Kanye West had a relationship. Are they friends, Kenny?
They've become friends, and they're apparently working on all kinds of material together.
Really?
That makes me sad a little.
Yeah, a lot.
Because he's
Kanye. Although we can look it up on the flip side. Maybe Kanye is really not the dirtbag that we think he is. Right. Because if Paul likes him,
then he's not a dirtbag. There's
got to be something there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Paul can fix him.
Maybe.
Or maybe Paul just wants to stay relevant.
Uh-huh.
But Paul doesn't have a problem staying relevant.
No. He's with it until he takes his last breath, he'll be relevant.
Right.
So anyway, the song is available. We're listening to it now. You can hear it on Kanye West's website, or also you can get it in the iTunes store. Written from the perspective of Kanye's late mother, Donda, who died in 2007 from surgery complications. Only One is the name of the song. It sounds like a sort of a bonus track from Kanye's 808s and Heartbreak. Remember how I'd say one day you'll be the man you always knew you would be. But what am I hearing? Is that the auto tune? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's why his voice is gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings.
Well, I mean, who else uses this? You know, it's a nice song.
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay. And he's singing.
Yeah.
All right. But is he singing? Did he just get up there and just kind of get close and then they auto tune it in the studio and make him sound decent?
Well, country is the question, can he sing?
Auto-tune can make anybody hit the moon.
Really?
Yes.
So who else uses it?
Everybody.
Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that song that we played here without auto-tune and how terrible it sounded?
Right.
Everybody except for the Foo Fighters. And I would venture to say, you know, McCartney, those guys.
I was going to say, McCartney doesn't use that stuff. So this is about his mother. This appears to be more a jumping off point for both McCartney and Kanye West. I don't get... McCartney is an icon. I saw a reference, the story we have from today's show at DougStefan.com, referencing the two icons. You think Kanye West is really an icon?
Sure is. Not he for really you is. Or me, but he is.
And okay. In his own mind, he sure is.
Will
he,
in his own mind, he's a god.
Okay. Will he stand the test of time? Well, McCartney started with the Beatles in the early 60s. So that's, what, 60 years ago. So does Kanye West, 60 years from now, have a legacy?
We'll see.
I don't think he does. I'm not trying to sound prejudiced. I just don't think there's the kind of quality there. Yes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to hold your hand. Okay. So.
What was that last note? We need auto-tune.
I
want to
hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. So.
I like this, though.
You do. Well, that's McCartney.
Yeah.
Pretty simple, though. It does sound sort of simple. Can he add anything to this story, or is that it, pretty much?
That's really it. There's more music from the pair to come.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so you can check the story out at today's show at DougStefan.com, STEPHAN, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping 3 bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Synchronicity is a way to sort of put thoughts together in your mind as we start the new year. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm him. He's McFadden. He's Kessler. She's Horn. And we're here to prepare the way for those who are intelligent to have intelligent conversations. Those of you who like to follow the Supreme Court, they've decided to become a member of the 21st century. They are actually going to make briefs and other filings accessible online as soon as next year, according to Chief Justice Roberts.
Wait, not this year, print, like 2016.
No. Sometime in 2016, you won't have to get printed copies of all the documents that affect you and the rest of the public. The highest court will actually make them available electronically. Won't that be swell? Huh. Traditions. He said, Robert says, the Supreme Court hasn't joined the rest of the world because we're steeped in tradition. Centuries old tradition.
I have, I'm having dinner tonight with a couple of friends. And one of my friends that I'm having dinner with works for a printing company who their largest customer is the government.
Yeah.
So they print these 1,000-page books and all
right.
that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
The other friend I'm
She'd
having...
She'd be out of business if they just put all this stuff yeah. online. Who right. needs them?
The other friend I'm having business with works for a company that helps the government go digital and not print things. Huh. So these two guys...
Are they going to argue?
They basically nice work for companies that try to put the other one out of business.
There you
it's
go.
Great.
Da-da-da-da-da-dun. 51 years ago, Arthur Lampitt lives in Granite City, Illinois, had a crash driving a 1963 T-Bird.
Yeah.
Smashed into a truck. The other day during surgery in St. Louis, a 7-inch turn signal lever from the T-Bird was removed from his left arm.
I don't get this.
Dr. Timothy Lang took the lever, or lever, depending on how you want to pronounce it, during a 45-minute operation. Mr. Lambert is 75 years old, recovering at home. The pictures in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which we have duplicated on DougStephan.com at today's show, the report suggests that in the accident, Mr. Lambert broke his hip. And so nobody was paying much attention to his arm. Arm healed fine. But when he goes on an airplane or through the metal detector, wherever, his arm sets off the X-ray machine, the buzzer, the metal detector. So he went to the hospital, or the doctor, the X-ray showed a piece of metal or something, length of a pencil, but it hasn't been painful, hasn't caused him a hardship. He didn't pay any attention to it. But apparently now it's starting. So if you want to see a picture of the turn signal from a T-Bird that the guy got out of his arm, check it out.
You know,
at DougStephan.com. Good God.
The thing he said he was most shocked about was how the thing had corroded
in his
arm. It was rusting in his arm.
Great.
And then the other thing is he went back and looked at the pictures of the wrecked car from 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, the turn signal wasn't there.
You
would think
you would notice.
Uh-huh. I mean, it must have just been driven so far into his skin that nothing, no tip was sticking out or anything.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. The time for annual lists is over. We're into a new year. There is only one list that I did not get to that I wanted to spend a moment or two on, with your permission, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas. The annual list of banished words. 40 years in a row, the list of words to be banished from the Queen's English for either misuse, overuse, or uselessness. All right?
So.
What?
So.
That's my contribution.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So overused words and phrases include skill set.
Okay.
Takeaway.
That's annoying. Yeah. Here's the takeaway from today's meeting.
Polar vortex was overused to the nth degree. Right?
It's fancier than saying it's cold outside.
Right. So I just thought those were the three or four.
How many? What about the big one? Bay was the big one, wasn't it?
It was, as a matter of fact. B-A-E.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay. Term of endearment, supposedly, right?
Like baby. Babe. Yeah.
Baby. Baby, 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 baby. All right, so this is the news from Germany today. Everybody ready? News from Germany. German government is considering the first sale of a concentration camp. They want to build an amusement park at a concentration
camp. Boy, that sounds like a hoot.
Camp. Amusement park with a hotel attached to it.
Stay away from the train ride.
Don't go in the funhouse either.
Right.
German government is going to sell, with some restrictions, because there are memorials on the site that have to be maintained. This sounds kind of disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
Huh? It sounds like a horrible idea.
Jeez, my God. Unga bunga.
Know what the mascot's going to be.
All right, Richie.
A 3-foot guy with a mustache.
The end of year study about guns and violence in America.
Uh-huh.
Biased.
You think?
Reflect the anti-gun political agenda of those who produce the reports.
No.
Report states that guns are not the leading cause of accidental death in children, so more restrictions are not needed. Even if guns aren't the leading cause of accidental death in children, should the government still be taking measures to reduce those deaths? Yes or no?
You're asking me.
Or no? What's that?
You're asking me.
I'm asking all three of you and people who are listening that are interested in guns. We had something going on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday, Kenny? What was the gun? I asked a question about guns. And but it wasn't the typical.
Oh, yeah, that was about the
2-year-old kid who shot his mother with a, yeah, right. And I was trying to educate everybody, including myself, about safeties. And we had a number of people call and explain to us how the safety works and what some guns have them, some guns don't, how long it takes to release safety and nut. So, but guns, listen, the gun discussion will go on as long as we can breathe and as long as guns are produced. So let's move to one other item before we get to Uri. Earlier this morning, you may or may not have heard me talking about this fellow who got on a plane. The purchase of the ticket was done by a Kurdish group. And so what happened was he decided he wanted to go fight against ISIS. So he got on a plane in Miami and flew over there to Baghdad and got off the plane. They met him and they drove him to the front lines. He started shooting. All right. So now there's another story involving an ISIS fighter. Story at DougStephan.com about a New Zealand man who was fighting the ISIS people involved in these groups that are going over there to fight ISIS from all around the world. Inadvertently, he tweeted the precise location of the location where they are out in tents someplace, Kenny, I think.
This guy was not fighting ISIS. He was joining up with them.
Oh, with ISIS. Oh, yeah. He tweeted that his mission to Syria was a one-way trip. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then he accidentally tweeted his location.
Right.
Oops.
He burned his passport, too, apparently.
Yeah.
He's since deleted 45 tweets after learning that they were geotagged with his precise
coordinates. Whoops.
Did they get him? They had a lot of bombing going on there yesterday. Anybody know if they got this guy? And by the way, when you come from a country as beautiful as New Zealand, what's wrong with you? What do you want to go over and fight with ISIS? There is not a more beautiful country on the planet than New Zealand. What are you? You got to be nuts.
What are you doing?
What are you, nuts? You are nuts.
Have
gotta
to be
nuts.
Little.
Yeah, you got to be. All right, somebody who's not. The most synchronistic character I know is Uri Geller. There is a move to desynchronize our society. I'll explain that and get Uri's input on it in a moment here on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-930-8375. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Indeed, Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-930-8375. 800-930-8375. That's 800-930-8375.
15 before the hour. Happy New Year to my friend Uri Geller. Happy New Year and many more happy New Years as you start this year. I thought you'd be interested. Go ahead.
The same to you, Doug. Happy New Year to you and all of you and all our listeners.
Everybody is in a good mood. We have new optimistic overviews. People are thinking this year is going to be better in lots of different ways from last year. Let's just hold on to that thought. Meanwhile, it's an interesting thing because this caught my imagination as I was reading through some of the things that are trending and the so-called desynchronization effect. Because we are running so much faster in our personal lives and at our jobs, people spending a lot of money on technology, to synchronize their accelerated processes, the synchronization of things from, like, the computer to the smartphone, you know, all of that stuff. But now, people are saying, let's slow down. Let's make this year the year of desynchronization. So I thought, because that word is so important to you, we use it all the time because we think we are synchronistic in our thinking. How would it be if we weren't so synchronized? And how would this impact us if we didn't have so many people thinking about the same things at the same time?
Well, that's correct, Doug. And instead of using, you know, the technology that is so easily available around us, I think we should also tap into our brain power.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you use your six senses, you will be able to feel the vibrations in the air around you and better your life with intuition. You need to listen to your instincts and hunches. Sometimes, you know, they're all saying, I've got this gut feeling.
Yeah, gut feelings, yeah.
And unfortunately today, we are kind of taken over by all the high-tech technology that is so freely available around us. It's unbelievable, Doug. Yesterday, when I came back from London, we went to a restaurant, and there are little kids there, 5, 6-year-olds, and their eyes were kind of under the table holding their little mobile phones, and they were playing games.
Yeah,
they weren't even paying attention to anyone around them.
Yep.
So we are being kind of technologized, and we're becoming slaves to the mobile phones that we are holding in our hands.
I use the term zombie when I see events like that with these younger people, more, but it's adults as well. Everybody's walking along paying no attention to anybody around them, or they're sitting in a restaurant, or we're on a bus, or,
yeah,
you know, they just don't pay attention to anything else.
You know, Doug, you and I have such powerful telepathy between us, because just last night, I didn't finish seeing the movie, but it was about zombies. Just remind me the name. It's with Brad Pitt, where people go crazy and they become zombies. Do you know which movie I'm talking about?
I don't know. It was someone.
Yeah, it was just out this past year.
World War Z.
World War Z. That's it. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want to become zombies, but, you know, hey, the technology is around us. The scientific knowledge of how to control our brains is beginning to take over. Movies like The Matrix are not going to be science fiction very soon. They are not science fiction. They are not fiction. They are reality. There are lots of secret work being done in government departments, in a few government departments around the world, that, you know, they are learning how to activate certain computers that can and will be able to control your mind.
Aye.
Yep, that is the future.
Robots, so then there is no future for mankind then?
Well, you know, though, again, those movies where you see the few groups of people detaching themselves from this horrendous and could be dangerous technology, because we are all seeing the power of the internet.
Yep.
I'm sure you've spoken a million times about Sony and the hacking.
Yep.
And now they find out that it wasn't even North Korea. There was a woman.
Yeah.
Who used to work for
them. Well, the CIA is debating that too. They're saying it's still North Korea because everybody doesn't know all of the facts.
Right. Well, they don't
just
look
the
bad.
Fact, but look, hey, listen, gang. Just the fact that after so many days after the hacking occurred, we still don't know who did it. That's crazy. That's worrisome. Mm-hmm. We don't know who did it. And you talk about CIA and FBI. I mean, we can't tell this elementary.
Well,
we cannot come to a conclusion of who almost paralyzed an entire movie studio. Now, just imagine what this could do to the electrical grid, to the nuclear submarines. Everything and anything is computerized today. You know that, Doug. Everything.
Yeah.
My call to you, I'm talking to you now. It can easily be, the line between me and you can easily be destroyed by humans focus.
Yeah. All right. So there, you understand why we are synchronistic and what synchronicity is all about, and desynchronization maybe is something to focus on for the reasons we've discussed. Uri Geller on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Okay.
What can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Tell. It's a family mom. Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
Wow. Want to make sure you're ready, son? Here it is. Show me the money.
Show me the money. She's got a secret gun.
From the movie Jerry Maguire, you got that already without hearing the music from The Boss. This was in Jerry Maguire's Secret Garden. Reason that we are touting the movie is because Cuba Gooding Jr. is 47 today.
I know a valuable commodity. I go across the middle. I see a dude coming at me, trying to kill me. I tell myself, get killed. Catch the ball. Booyah. Touchdown. I make miracles happen.
Booyah.
My mom taught, that was her first year of teaching, was teaching Cuba.
So
she'll flip her lid that he's 47.
What's happened to him? He doesn't seem to be around.
Oh,
much.
He's going to be OJ in a new miniseries.
Oh, that's right, too, in a TV thing. Yeah.
He did about 8 or 10 years of Disney movies when he did those dog movies.
Well, that was the problem. Here was the issue. Is after he won the Oscar, he signed a deal with Disney, and he couldn't get out of it. And it was a bad mistake because they put him in a bunch of, snow dogs. And,
right.
Okay. He's an ABC's of me, baby.
ABC's of me, baby.
All right, let's get to some of the movie news. Chucker is off till Monday. I'm Doug Steffen along with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer looking at movie news. South Korean activists are planning to drop copies of The Interview into North Korea, according to a story that we have at DougSteffen.com. Is there anything more to that? Okay, what else is there? Drop copies of The Interview and see. But do people have those devices, though?
Like a DVD player?
Do you think Kim Jong Ding Dong downloaded it and watched it this weekend?
Yeah, I would think he would have.
I would think he would have,
really?
Too.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Most North Koreans don't have DVD players or computers. So.
Yeah, so why bother?
Yeah, but Kim Jong-Ding Dong does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. But he could have gotten it. He didn't need the South Koreans to drop these all over the place.
Oh, he had a copy of it before it was released.
Of course he
hacked it, right?
Right. Yeah.
He was
only
hacked Sony.
I'm not sure about that. All right. Other items of interest here in the new film department. I think the interview is an old story, right? Don't we? Isn't it Gonzo passé?
Yes.
We got all that stuff.
That's what it is.
So I went to the movies to see The Unbroken, a movie that was directed by Angelina Jolie. A couple of, I think there was nobody in the movie that anybody knew, as far as stars are concerned. Maybe there'd be a couple of stars made from it. It's a tough story. It's, I don't know that it's violent, but it's serious. Excuse me, tells you the story of what the Japanese were really like. One of the reasons a lot of people, especially older Americans, that would be in the American veterans groups, Richie, they despise the Japanese today.
The ISIS guys look at those guys
and
go,
right.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, they were horrible. They were just, I admit to having a bias against Japanese people because of what they did in World War
II. I don't connect Japanese people to those people.
Well, Japan, maybe, but they aren't because they're two generations removed.
Right.
But still.
The Germans.
There's a new film also. I saw the preview for Selma while being in the theater yesterday, and so I was interested. Apparently, a lot of great reviews so far and award buzz for the depiction of the maneuvering surrounding the protests in Selma in 1965. Dr. King contending with racist authorities. Boy, does it make, from the trailer anyway, Governor Wallace, we all know how bad he was. But also depicts Lyndon Johnson as being a laggard on black voting rights, opposed the marches behind the scene, unleashed the Federal Bureau of Investigation trying to stop King through J. Edgar Hoover. And so he doesn't come across well. The movie, I think, will be something that a lot of people want to see because it has a depiction of something that really is not well told. The story is not well told by the history books. So it'll be interesting to see where all of that goes. The long list of science and technology challenged by, I'm going to go back a little bit here. This is an overview for me, thinking about Hollywood and how Hollywood made heroes of scientists and technologists when we were doing movies about the space trips, and sort of, we've made heroes out of these people. Now we make heroes out of drug pushers and villains. When you look at, I saw the trailer for the new Jurassic Park yesterday. My God, what a horrible movie that looks like.
I can't wait for that.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. But movies used to send people in a direction and as far as school is concerned, and now young Americans turn their backs on science and engineering, and I wonder if it isn't time for Hollywood to examine.
You just did a whole segment ranting on how kids are glued to their phones.
Well, but I don't know that that's the same thing, Richie.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.